You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. I want to talk about poverty consciousness, but that also includes this whole trend of manifesting everything from an apple to a Porsche in your driveway. So let's take poverty consciousness first. Anytime we say the word poverty, people already think of money. But there are a lot of ways you can be impoverished. You can be impoverished with words, with spirit, with happiness, with joy. But this positive consciousness or impoverished consciousness is a state of mind and a state of being. My sisters and I laugh because we say sometimes that we have limited or lack in our thinking, and we have poverty consciousness because we did grow up poor, but we say it's a hangover from grandparents and people that went before us and their experience of the Depression. But then we laugh and say, no, ours goes all the way back to the potato famine in Ireland because we're Irish and there were never enough potatoes. And so when we start getting into the idea of not enough this or not enough that, or always making sure that we have a protein bar when we go on an airplane or any of that, we laugh and have to say that's still generations of poverty consciousness coming through our roots and our DNA and our blood. Now, we can stop that. So one more time, you're going to hear me say, play the detective. Pay attention to what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what your actions are telling you. It's not being selfish. It's not being self-absorbed for you to introspect and pay attention to learn more about you and how you tick. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Look at this action. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? And what does it tell you about yourself? So when I start hoarding food, or when I start thinking, I can't spend that because blah, 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 you know, look, where else are you having that limitation of belief? It's fear. It's hanging on to what's familiar, fear of the unknown. In other words, the devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. And it really is a limiting belief. Now, along with that, you hear people say, your poverty consciousness or your lack of abundant thinking is keeping you stuck, and you got to manifest. Well, today's transformational gurus think that if you dream big enough, keep saying that enough, and kind of spreading frosting on a decayed cake with a bunch of affirmations without doing the inner work, that you can manifest anything you want. I'm not telling you not to dream, and I'm not telling you to think big, but you know, there's a lot of shame if you do meditation, if you do all these things that the gurus tell you to do, and you still don't get the Porsche in the driveway, or you still don't win the lottery. It doesn't mean you've done something bad or wrong. It's very shaming to all that law of attraction and abundance thing that gets perverted so you kind of into our modern day commercialism. Sometimes I remember a lady telling me, Jeannie, it's not that you're wanting something that's not in God's will for you. Maybe it is in God's will for you, but it may not be in God's timing. So, you know, if you're having a problem with God, then just ignore that word and think in terms of guidance or what unfolds in your life. You know, maybe X, Y, or Z is supposed to be in your life. Maybe that person's supposed to be there, or that home, or that job, but maybe not now. Maybe there are things you need to do and learn, and there may be things that have to happen to shift in the universe in order for that job or that person to be available. So it may not be that you are doing something wrong. It may be simply the timing is wrong. So if you believe and say that everything happens in perfect timing, then everything happens in perfect timing. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, everything happens in perfect timing, but somehow because I wasn't able to pull this off, I'm somehow bad or wrong. Make sure that you have a group of friends that are also on a spiritual path that encourage you not to do that one-upmanship and say, oh, look what I've manifested. I've manifested all of this. Well, you know, if you're feeling less than or shamed with a group of people that allege they're on a spiritual journey, reach out and find some other ones that are on a journey, but it doesn't include such competition. There is no competition on the spiritual plane. Walk outside. Take a look at two trees. They are not arguing over who has the best car. You know, I mean, two little squirrels might be arguing over who's going to get the walnut, but they don't play one-upmanship. We humans do. The tree doesn't say, oh, I have 437 leaves and you don't, so I'm somehow superior. Gosh, when that starts happening around you, get out in nature and just watch. That is you know, that is the universe on display. That is spirit teaching us how things operate in the world. If you haven't looked at any of the photographs from the James Webb Telescope, wow, Google that and look at what else is happening in the universe. We thought the Hubble photos were fantastic. They are kindergarten compared to the James Webb, W-E-B-B, telescope. It is phenomenal. And the galaxies, plural, that are all over the universe. I mean, talk about grandiose. We cannot be the only human beings sitting on this rock when you look at all those others. All those other planets, all those other solar systems, all their other galaxies. Whoa, that'll put things into perspective for you. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.